we work a lot with lawyers, which perhaps is relevant here, and often lawyers don't understand some of the ways that victims of torture show the consequences. That is, they show no feeling. They can be detached from it. And that can suggest that maybe the victim isn't telling the truth. From a psychological point of view, when we work with the lawyers or when we go to the immigration court and argue for asylum, we try to say that the very lack of emotion, the lack of affect in telling their story, is one of the signs of how they're trying to cope with it. It's hallmark of PTSD. There was one guy that I worked with for 5 years, and during these 5 years, we went through a lot of changes together. In the beginning, he was here by himself from the country where he had escaped. He had been a labor organizer there, and several in his family had been killed. He was imprisoned. He was tortured for about 2 months. Often the telling of the torture is so idiosyncratic, and one of the things that was outstanding for him was hearing a staccato thudding sound over and over again at night. He didn't know if it was a basketball being bounced or if it was guns being fired, but he said it was terrifying to him and it continued to haunt him. These were the kind of things. He had insomnia, he had nightmares, he couldn't relate to other people. He was doing really menial work. He'd left his wife and two very, very young children back in his home country. For the first year or so, he came every week, and I really wanted to work with him therapeutically, and I found it very difficult to do so because I could never get beyond the surface.